the president of the United States and Russia and that investigation. And James Comey, they're saying now, wanted more money to ramp up the investigation, and that was one of the reasons that he got fired. William Banks joins us, professor of law and a professor of public administration and international affairs at Syracuse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Thank you. Let's talk about Russia and the investigation and the FBI and who's compromised when it comes to doing this and who should continue the investigation.
Right. It's your listeners will, many of them, recall that in December, this was prominently in the news that the Obama administration had concluded that the Russians were working very hard to influence the outcome of the 2016 election using internet and other means to try to plant false information and do other things. And they also found that the Russians were attempting to influence the election in favor of then-candidate Trump. Thereafter, when an investigation began early in the Senate and the House and Congress, and the FBI began its own investigation, many of us were distracted because of attention focused on the National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and his eventual firing. And so only recently has the focus returned to what actually happened. What did the Russians do? Now that the president has fired the director of the FBI, James Comey, suspicions are ramping up again that the president did this because he feared that the FBI was getting too close to personnel currently in the White House.
See, now here's my question, Professor. You know, there's an old saying, if you cut off the head, the snake will die. But I don't think that's the way here, because the snake seems to have a lot of heads. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just talking about firing Comey. Seems like this investigation is still where it was. It's not going to, none of the evidence is going to be lost or anything like that, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think, you know, the career people in the Justice Department, the members of the Senate and the House, they're bound to uphold the rule of the law and follow the Constitution. That's indeed what they're going to do. There are, of course, some partisan divisions on all of this that you would have on any issue, but I think the investigations will continue. Now the president has to find a new director of the FBI, and yet, you know, even though he has control of the Congress by a healthy majority, he has to find someone who will pass muster, who will be thought by the members, Republicans and Democrats, to be, you know, sufficiently independent to arrive at a judgment based on where the facts take him in the investigation.
One other thing that confused me is, I forgot who it was, maybe the chairman of the Senate Select Committee, whoever it was saying that they, something about evidence, but the FBI can't turn over their evidence to them confidentially, or whatever they've uncovered so far?
Well, they're running parallel investigations, the FBI and the Senate and House, and they can share information in a classified forum, but of course a lot of their personnel, staff, and whatnot are not cleared for classified information. It's not clear whether they're looking at the same things, but I think, you know, the Senate is making pretty good progress. The House got derailed earlier this year when there was some problem with the chairman, but they're back on track now. The Senate is making good headway. And it was indeed, you know, testimony in the last days by Comey and then by Sally Yates, the former acting attorney general who was fired by Trump, and by the DNI, James Cartwright, that are leading the investigation further into the weeds about what the administration or the transition team's potential involvement with the Russians was.
And I don't want to wander too far into the weeds, but I think it is important to ask, what could they have done in terms of collusion that could be proved, and what part of it is illegal? And is part of that proving in some way that the outcome of the election was affected by the Russians?
That's a great question, and we're in uncharted territory here, because we've never in the United States discovered significant foreign attempts to interfere with our democratic processes. They lobby, of course. They send foreign agents around. But in terms of trying to manipulate the polls, to manipulate voters' opinions through electronic means, to spend a lot of money on advertising with false statements about candidates and the like, we've never seen that before. It's the internet age, so a lot of this was done electronically. to the extent that the Trump campaign or the Trump transition or even members of the Trump administration were involved, the unlawfulness here, you know, could go could range anything from trying to obstruct an inquiry, obstructing justice, to lying to officials, making false statements, to at the most extreme effort treason, trying to undermine the United States. I don't think anyone expects us to go that far.
Quickly, they had a little mess up in the White House yesterday. Two photographers were in there with the president, Lavrov and Kislyak, and the White House photographer and a Russian photographer. I don't think the White House released any photos. The media got it from TASS, the Russian news agency, which I think is kind of embarrassing to the White House. And does that say anything about who's in charge here or who's... is the White House up to the challenge that the Russians face in terms of, you understand what I'm trying to ask you, Professor?
I think I do, yeah. I think this is a very embarrassing series of events for the White House. They've had these before over the course of the last 3 to 4 months. They haven't managed the thing well. They didn't anticipate the reaction to Comey, but they should have. And, you know, timing the Russian meetings the day after Comey's firing, of course, was coincidental, but it looks very bad. But then by not allowing the photographer to release U.S. pictures suggests that the White House didn't want anyone to realize that the president was talking with the Russians at the moment he's being investigated for his involvement with the Russians.
Especially Kislyak, right?
Especially him.
Because he's
right
at the middle of all of this. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Good luck.
I hope you can come back. William Banks, professor of law and professor of public administration and international affairs at Syracuse.